Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast. This program is brought to you by 君の声を届けよう Anchor.
Yes.
We are using an app called Anchor to create and distribute this podcast.
Yeah.
It's got all the features you need to start your own very own. No. Okay. It's got all the features you need to start your very own podcast.
Yeah.
It's free. You can download it off of Google Play or on the App Store. So we are so excited to hearing your first episode. No. I don't know.
No, it wasn't something that I wanted to.
There's better ones.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I think.
Yeah.
No, worth a shot. Isabel. Isabel was the name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isabel.
How was that named Isabel, right? Like,
why was it Isabel?
Okay, let's listen to it again.
Yeah.
How was that Isabel? Why would they title this Isabel? Okay. All right.
Okay.
So back to the our favorite voice messages.
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Next one.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Yama-chan.
Here we go.
Here we go. Man.
All right. It's Shuma-kun, right? Yep.
Nice.
All right. So energetic.
Back again.
So energetic.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Having a nice time. My name is Shuma and I am Japanese.
Yeah.
I am a fourth grader in an international school in Taiwan.
Yeah.
I speak Japanese, English, and Chinese.
Yeah.
I love listening to your podcast.
Thank you.
Every day when my mom drives me to school, I listen to your podcast.
Uh-huh.
I also like watching your TikTok videos, especially super high level Japanese lessons, which boosts my poor Japanese. I love playing chess and reading books.
Yeah.
I've just finished reading the Harry Potter series, both British and US versions.
Cool.
Okay.
Here is my question.
Okay.
What
okay.
books did you guys read when you were my age?
All right.
Wow.
Exact same question. Wait, maybe it was the exact same audio?
No. It was different audio.
Different audio.
The way he spoke was a little different.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow, I love how you...
Thank you.
It was a different date, you know?
Yeah.
It was the first... when was this sent?
Well, I guess...
You can't... I don't know.
As we...
It doesn't have a date.
You know, as we didn't respond, like, properly.
True. Maybe he was like, okay,
yeah.
I need to send it again. Maybe they didn't receive it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, we have Shuma-kun, we have a huge time lag.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah. So, your message was received.
Uh-huh.
And, right. You probably heard it, right?
Yeah.
It's like three episodes before, I think.
Uh-huh. But, you know, I'm really happy to hear this voice.
Yeah.
It's, you get me.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
From the get, it was just so... much energy and I loved it.
Yeah.
I think you should start considering becoming like a voice voice actor or something.
True,
voiceover or something like that. Like I can imagine you like being on a commercial, like voiceovering some product.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a problem with your laundry? Laundry-O-Matic is the product for you.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
His voice got something special.
Yeah.
Something like...
You can't do that.
Yeah. It's born.
Yeah.
It's talent.
Born with it.
Gifted thing.
All right. So let's move on to the next one.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Here it is.
Hello, Kevin-san, Yama-chan. I'd like to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
What is the most impressive school textbook? For me, that is Jugen from Kokugo.
Okay.
It is so funny that I've never forgot for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, please check it. By the way, this is the first time I'm sending voice message to podcast. I think it must be a good opportunity for English learner. Anyway, Thank you for reading my message. Take care. Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. So,
Jugemu.
Yeah. Do you know that?
Of course. You don't know that?
No.
Oh, okay. I guess all Japanese, I mean, no, I shouldn't say all Japanese, but most of the Japanese people know about this Jugemu story. Uh-huh. It's a really famous one. It came from a Rakugo story. Have you ever heard Jugemu Goku no Surikire?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah,
Hayakuchi Kotoba. No?
It's not Hayakuchi Kotoba, actually. Oh. It's a story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a comedy story.
Ah, okay, okay.
From Rakugo. Do you know what is Rakugo is?
I know what a Rakugo is.
Okay, okay.
But I do not know what Jugemu, the meaning of it.
Okay, it's a name of one boy.
Oh, it's a boy's name.
Yeah.
That's a long ass name.
Yeah, that's a funny point.
Okay, got it. Best school text. So is this like a textbook of some sort?
I didn't know it's on the textbook because mm-hmm. I heard as an rakugo, as an you know, comedy rakugo form. But uh-huh. I guess it's on. It's quite natural to me, even if it's on the textbook.
Uh-huh.
It's like traditional old Japanese story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any section of a textbook mm-hmm. that you still like? You have clear vision of what it was like. Mm. Anything that like it, something that struck you, or something that you still remember to this day. Anything you have in mind?
I have one story, but I don't remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
But that was at the very end, mm-hmm. it was like there's a river.
Okay.
And kawa no soko ni takusan no, I guess it was ishi or biidama or garasu dama o shizume nagara. And that's the end of the text.
Okay.
I forget the name of that. The whole story, but
mm-hmm. but that was what's very memorable.
Yeah, memorable
because you thought it was how it portrayed was beautiful.
Yeah, and I do remember the illustration.
Okay,
you know there were picture in it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name.
What was the line? Maybe I can.
Oh yeah,
search it. Mizuno
kawa no soko ni. Let's just see that.
川の底に石がある。坊ちゃん。
No, that's Crayon Shinchan, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not that one. 川の底に I guess that's a famous one.
Uh-huh.
But,
Oh, 川の底にいる魚。
No.
No.
No. 岐阜県公式ホームページ。Oh. And also, I remember the famous story was, Yai Yamori, I guess.
Yai Yamori.
Yeah.
Ho ho ho. Yamori が家に入ってきたらどうすればいい ?7 つの方法で慌てず。
No. Not the one. Oh, I guess this one. 川とのりを。Wait. 川とのりを。Yeah, this is the one.
Oh, you got it?
Kawa to nori yo was the story. This one. I really do remember this one.
Kawa to nori yo de kodomo to sensou nitsuite kangaete miru.
Yeah.
That was the end of it was what you first mentioned.
Yeah. Well, as far as I remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was what's very memorable.
Yeah, to me.
So in case of the some people that mm-hmm. are still curious of what would you do if Yamori ga ie ni haitte kita, dousen ga ie nara zan
hoho.
Okay. I just okay. For the people who just, okay,
of course.
You know, yeah. I just thought it, you know, just I don't want to leave them hanging, you okay, know. So just
kind of course. Yeah.
All right. 新聞紙 nara de chikaku o tataite oi dasu.
Yeah.
Mushitori ami o tsukau.
You shouldn't kill them, of course.
You shouldn't kill them.
Yeah, because they protect your house.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, like a spiritual thing?
They really do.
Oh, they really do?
Yeah. Like,
well, then the third one must be a no-no. Sachuzai o tsukau.
No!
No. Nezumi tori no netchaku sheet o tsukau.
Oh, don't.
Teiu kanji de gozaimasu.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. This, if you're curious.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave, you know.
Okay, of course.
You itchy and everything. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye-bye.